The death this month of a Salisbury woman shows how difficult it can be to coordinate the response to opioid addiction. Gretchen Fordham left a hospital emergency room where she'd received the opioid overdose reversal drug Narcan. But she also left with a prescription for opioid painkillers. And hours later, police say Fordham was found unresponsive in her home. WBUR's Deborah Becker explains what happened.
It was shortly after 6 a.m. on January 10th when police received a 911 call from the boyfriend of 44-year-old Gretchen Fordham saying she was unresponsive. Salisbury Police Chief Tom Fowler.
She was transported to the hospital, but was pronounced dead at the hospital. My detective speculates that it could possibly be an accidental overdose.
At Fordham's home, police found a bottle of prescription opioid painkillers. Three of them were missing. Chief Fowler says Fordham had the prescription filled just hours earlier after doctors at Anna Jakes Hospital in Newburyport prescribed them and after the hospital had administered the overdose reversal drug, Narcan.
She was prescribed painkillers before she left the hospital. She fulfilled that prescription. There were some missing. We don't know if she took them, but she was administered Narcan in the hospital the previous evening, not knowing what she was under the influence when she arrived there.
Fordham arrived at Anna Jakes Hospital after a car accident where state police said she was driving under the influence of drugs. Chief Fowler says at the hospital, Fordham responded to the Narcan and then doctors treated her for a wrist injury and gave her the opioid painkiller prescription. Anna Jakes Hospital would only confirm that Fordham was treated and released there the night before. A spokeswoman declined further comment and would not say if the hospital is looking into this case or whether it has policies that would prevent an opioid from being prescribed to someone who was also given Narcan. The Essex County District Attorney says the medical examiner will determine the exact cause of Fordham's death. Chief Fowler says this case shows it's critical for several agencies to communicate and understand the extent of the opioid epidemic.
I think as we address the opioid problem, we need healthcare providers at the table discussing this as well and seeing what we see on the street every day.
So far this month, there have been 6 overdoses in Salisbury. 2 were fatal. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.